Now, the rebound in travel continues these school holidays. Apparently, Auckland Airport looking to be the busiest since 2019. Over 600,000 are expected to fly in and out over the next couple of weeks. United and American Airlines, they're back. Air Canada's back as of November. So how close to the old days are we? Auckland Airport General Manager of Customer and Aero Commercial, Scott Taskers. With us, Scott, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
That 600,000, how much of it's domestic versus international, do you know?
Yeah, look, it's relatively balanced between the two, and that's around about 42,000 passengers in total per day flying in and out of the airport, and that compares pretty well to 1,500 per day that we had last October school holidays, which, of course, was when Auckland was in a lockdown.
So it's still building?
It is still building, so that's about a 70% recovery on the 2019 level.
So presumably you can handle the numbers, you've seen the numbers pre-COVID.
Yep, absolutely. So look, we work really closely with the airlines, the border agencies and others that operate the airport to plan for these peak periods. And we've been in a planning process since the last school holidays to make sure that customers have their best experience when they fly through the airport these holidays.
And are they having their best experience, or will their bags get lost and they land in Fiji for a refuel?
Yeah, look, there have been some challenges in the global aviation system, and sometimes the impacts of those are felt here. But we're confident that the planning has been done and, you know, customers will have a good experience.
Do you have the staff? Everyone tells me staffing is still a massive issue and you're not excluded from that.
No, look, it has been challenging as aviation, travel and tourism has rebuilt out of COVID. But one of the things that we did recently was to conduct a job fair. And, you know, we had about 4,000 people that turned up looking for jobs at the airport. And, you know, anecdotally, it looks like quite a few of them were put into roles. There's still roles available at the airport. For example, we are recruiting for 18 emergency service officers at the moment. So, you know, if anyone's looking for an opportunity, now's the time.
Wow. How many jobs have you got at the airport right now today? Do you know?
Yeah, so look, when we had the job fair, there was about 3,000. Look, those numbers have been reducing. But there are still open positions for sure.
So if you have 3,000, literally how many jobs you got? It sounds like you got thousands.
Yeah, look, there are still thousands of open positions.
Thousands of jobs.
But there are less than there were a couple of months ago.
Wowzers. And of course, is the border, I don't know if this is in your area, but the border opening, does this make any difference to you? Do you see people coming into the country and they're looking for work? Is that helping out or not yet?
It hasn't helped as yet, but look, we do understand that, if you look at working holiday visas, that a large number of working holiday visas have been issued. We're certainly hoping that those people start to turn up. And that's particularly important for tourism destinations like Queenstown, of course.
Those new airlines coming back, once we get to the end of the year, how much capacity will you have compared to the old days?
Yeah, so once we get to December, we'll be at around about a 70% recovery of total international seat capacity.
Jeez.
Which is good.
Well, it's a long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, we have to remember that some countries and destinations, like China in particular, are still relatively closed.
Yeah. But they're the only ones, though, aren't they?
Yeah, look, but, you know, airlines, of course, have got smaller fleets. They've been up and running in some places in the Northern Hemisphere for, you know, kind of 6 to 12 months. We're running hard now, we're pretty pleased to get to where we are.
It's not your fault, Scott, but we were too slow. That's what you're telling me, isn't it? The airlines that when they could land, they landed and they got their planes out of the desert and they got them to land in the places that were open. We weren't open and we're paying the price for that now, essentially, isn't it?
Look, there is always a seasonal nature to airline capacity deployment, and we weren't going to have a big rush of airlines back here during our winter, because, of course, that is not when overseas travellers want to visit New Zealand by large.
Yeah.
So airlines were always going to ramp up into our summer period, and we're pretty pleased. You know, if we look at North America, we'll have 5 airlines flying to 8 destinations over the summer. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of high-value US and Canadian visitors coming to support our tourism industry.
And we will welcome them. Scott, appreciate it very much. You have a good weekend. Scott Tasker is out at Auckland Airport. Imagine running a business with thousands of jobs still open. It's McDonald's all over again, or the Queenstown scenario we've told you about this week.